The Regional and Local Authorities Program is proudly brought to you by Konrad Adenauer Stiftung in Namibia.
Very good afternoon to all our listeners. I am Lucas Kalwapa Katenda, and I'm bringing you our weekly program on preparedness for the upcoming elections. That is now the regional and local authorities elections. We did indeed in the last episode continued with our habits of effective regional or local governing bodies, namely the local authorities and the regional councils, regional authorities or local authorities. And I have explained that in the Namibian context, regional authority and local authority are not standalone institutions, but they are extension of the central government aimed at reaching an ordinary person with the services and with the leadership channels. So we spoke about that in order to be an effective leader in such a community, you have to be what we call a strategic thinker who acts accordingly, or who acts accordingly. And we need also to understand the need to interact with other stakeholders, because there are many service providers in the community who are all aimed at the very same person. And it's necessary for us to work together, because communities wouldn't know who is responsible for what for as long as they want services only. Then we need also to demonstrate and understand the elements of team and the teamwork, which is very, very important as far as working in communities are concerned. In the regional councils, there will be no one person or one organization or one party only. In some cases, yes. In some cases, no. And therefore, we have to promote teamwork. The same as we deal with the local authorities. And even if we come from the same team, from the same party or the same organization, we will still need to employ the fundamentals of teamwork, which is to have a clear sense of purpose and a goal of all members, clearly define the roles and the relationships that unite individual talents and the capacities into team performance, because at the end of the day, it's the council which has done so. It's not an individual, it's not the party, it is not the organization that installed you as such. So it is the team work that is necessary, because at the end of the day, the performance is collective. Integration of members who have best technical, interpersonal, interrelational, and rational decision making. And we also spoke about commitment to team success and quality performance. We spoke about climate of trust, openness and mutual respect, clear standards and success and performance excellence, the support, the resources, the recognition to achieve success, and the principled and disciplined leadership. It all comes down to the service of the people. And these are the people we need. As I have indicated earlier on, that we do not have any other qualifications necessary to make it that a person needs to have a master degree or something. No, we need a person who can act and think rather and act strategically, a person who understands what the people need, a person who understands and demonstrates the elements of teamwork and the teams, and a person who is able to master the decision-making processes. And remember what I have said, most of the local governments or the regional governments bodies usually are classically a small group with fewer people. And a small group demonstrates certain skills. We say fewer because in the local authorities, it's either 7 people. Well, there are some with 9 people, or probably 11, and then 9, and then 7, and then also just 5 people. So usually, depending on the strategic location and the people you are serving, there will be an indication that in this town council or in this village council, only 5 councillors, this is only 7 councillors, this is only 9 councillors, and probably this is only 11 councillors, depending on where you are. So that is not a big number. That's a small number of people. Very small. And therefore, small groups need to demonstrate certain skills and behaviors that link their members together. There must be skills, there must be behaviors to link yourself together. Though they also have to have clearly defined processes for making decisions in fulfillment of that group's purposes. And figure one summarizes the skills. I mean, the following figure summarizes the skills essential to the small effective. This is now according to the author of the article I have here, called Carol New Jr., who has just decided to come up with something to help leadership in small groups. Number one, you have 3 areas in your local council or in your regional council. You have interpersonal skills, you have task skills or technical skills, and you have rational or intellectual skills. Interpersonal is ability to deal with people. Task or technical skills have to deal with ability to perform the required task on the technical level. And then you also have what we call rational skills, the ability to solve problems, the ability to think critically and apply your mind. So those 3 areas. Number one, in interpersonal skills, we mentioned that's ability to work, to interact with others, knowledge to do the job, that is task or technical skills, rational skills, ability to deal with issues and solve the problems. And today we are going to pick up our 5th point, which is to say each member must have a clear, defined role and a relationship. In some ways, I gave an introduction to that last time, that in order for the team to succeed, there must be clear, defined role in terms of functions and in terms of performance. I remember giving an example of what function means and what performance means. Okay, function specific is a specific responsibility or responsibilities, or a specific responsibilities rather, of the role irrespective of incumbency, irrespective of who is in that office, is always expected to do 1, 2, 3, 4. But performance will depend on your dynamism, on your critical skills, on your ability to read and understand and learn and unlearn stuff, and your ability to inspire. Because people will say, okay, example I gave last time, the president appoints ministers. That's the function. You have to do it. But the type of ministers you are appointing, that's a performance. That's a performance. And people will not question your ability, not question your function, which is specified by law, but they may question your performance abilities. Okay, that one is up for grabs, is up for discussion, is up for debate. And we need to understand performance in more detail and functions. Performance and functions in more detail. What is performance and function? What is the difference, for instance? So we would say function and performance are key, two aspects that are often evaluated when assessing the effectiveness of a product or a system. Function refers to an intended purpose or the role that product is designed, if you like, while performance relates how well the product actually carries out that functions. So while function focuses on capability of and features of product, performance measures how efficiently and effectively these capabilities are executed. In essence, function set the expectation for what a product should do, while performance determines how well it meets those expectations. Both function and performance are important in consideration when evaluating the overall quality and success of a product. So when we say in the small team, you will be expected to do what we call to carry out your functions. But those functions are written. Those are written expectations. Regional councils must be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We looked at those things in the Regional Councils Act. We looked at those matters. What are the functions of the regional councils, for instance? Okay, you have the functions. Let me just go a little bit to the Regional Councils Act. And then you see you have the regional council, you have the management committees of the regional council. Let me just go to section 18A. The powers and the duties and functions of the chairperson. It's not the performance, the chairperson, the functions. The chairperson of the regional council, for instance. A chairperson referred to in subsection 1 of section 18 shall, in respect of the region concerned, be a political head in consultation with the regional council concerned, initiate and formulate planning and development policy. So, if the chairperson initiate a policy, that's a function. He or she must do that. Formulate a policy. He or she must do that. And thereafter, you have now to indicate what type of policies or what type of development policies or and so forth. What type of them? How do they look like? That is your performance. Are they aligned with the national development agenda, for instance? That's a performance. If you are just doing your things facing south, while the government national agenda is facing north, then we can see that you are poorly performing because you are unable to do such a work. So it's very, very important to understand that you have the duties and the functions, and I mean the powers, the duties and the functions, especially of the management committee, okay, to ensure decisions of the regional councils are carried out. Okay, that's a function. You have to carry out the decisions of the regional councils. Okay, and all kinds of things. But how do you do it? How do you perform such a task? Yeah, is then when you will be criticized, not because you carried out something, but it's a question of how. And again, you know, the powers, the duties and functions and rights of the regional council itself in section 28, part 6 of the Electoral Act, number 22 of 1992. Several things. You, as a council, you must be able to do this. You must be doing this. You must distribute. You must look at the land. You must utilization. You must look at the natural environment and all that. It is the question of how you perform that, how you carry out that, those responsibilities that will make you subject to critical analysis by those who think it's their responsibility to do so. And, therefore, it is necessary to understand the function and the performance. Okay. Otherwise, the information necessary about what's the difference between function and performance is to say that you have the definition of both words, the focus, and you have the measurement, you have the importance, and you have also the trade-offs, if you like. Function refers to the purpose or intended use of something. Performance refers to efficiency. Function focus on the role or the task that something is designed, while performance is emphasized how well something performs its intended task. Function in terms of measurement can be subjective based on the user needs and expectations, but performance on the other end can be objective and quantifiable through metrics and even benchmarks by asking. It's objective because it can be opinionated so much more than measures specifically. And all that. So we can now say, function is an act of executing or performance any duty, office calling performance. Then as a noun. Then appropriate action of any social organ or part of animal or vegetable, such as the function of the heart and the limbs and the function of the leaves, saps and roots. Life is the sum of the function, if you like, of various organs of the parts of the body. That is now the definition of what the function of the heart, the function of the eyes, the function of what. Look at those things. But the question whether these things are working very hard, it is a question. Because sometimes when the body stops functioning, then the person gets sick. And sometimes the person, if the situation gets fatal. So example is activity of N, KAT pace activity was measured as a functional marker of synaptosomal membranes, for instance. Okay? Yeah. While we talk of definitions performing, act of performing, carrying into execution or action, execution, achievement, and then examples are also just specific to the word itself. So, regional councils must understand the two things. And when we say regional council must understand, we are saying these people who are in the regional councils should be the people who understand these matters, and they should execute such matters in a way that is according and in a way that is aimed at assisting the people in the communities. Okay, you can now say the work of the local authorities is to provide electricity. That is a function. You have to do electrification of your town.
When connectivity and uptime are everything, only Namibia's most advanced data center will do. The Armada Data Center is a Tier 3 by design, certified PCI DSS registered operation, designed to be the most connected and reliable center in the entire country to host your business. Robust security, diverse connections, and true AB power ensures unrivaled infrastructure, while our business continuity facilities offer a co-location experience like no other. Visit armada.paratus.africa to find out more.
So I was now saying that everything we must do, it must be in the interest of the ordinary people in your community. Now, we should deal with those areas as we have done. Now we have to honor what we call the board staff partnership. Board staff partnership. Let's dive into this to see if you can get a principle out of it. We have all heard the popular phrase that the governing body makes policy and the staff implements policy. So the governing body, that's the local council, that's the regional council, is to determine and make policies. But then that is where they end. By extension, they delegate the implementation processes and procedures of such a policy. They delegate that to their staff members. So, but is that real? Well, it may be real, but even such a delegation, it is still the governing body that makes and that implements. Because policy making and policy implementation are not distinct and they are not separate functions. Policy making implementation is a continuum of a thought and a relationship that transforms ideas and abstractions, that's now visions and policies and goals and plans, into defined, observable ends and or outcomes, such as results of programs or projects, deliverable services. So board members and staff share this continuum as partners, ensuring each other's success. So in other words, the councils, town councils or local authorities councils and the regional councils cannot just come to the meeting and make their decision and off they go home. No, there must be a strong bond. There must be a strong relationship between the implementing team and the decision-making team. There must be a relationship. Board members and staff are therefore board members and staff members are therefore partners in the success or in the lack of success thereof, if any, of such a particular institutions. Each person plays an important role in creating a sound policy and ensuring their effective implementation through reliable administrative practices and performances. Okay, each person. So in other words, there must be really a relationship. There must be a cordial relationship. There must be a working together between the counselors and the staff, or between any board, any institution that is governed by the board. The board and the staff members must always work together. One thing that hinders effective running of institutions is when you have the trouble between the board and the staff. And one thing that Namibia is used to is the firing of the executives. You will hear the CEO of this organization was fired before the term of office, or after the term of office was expiring, there was no extension. And we make life hard for non-political or below political appointment staff, people who are not appointed politically. It's a measure of labor, fair labor practices. They must be protected and they must continue working so that they must also not venture later on into politics. Very, very important. And people take revenge and I'm going to join politics maybe also. And then when I join politics, I will become a minister and they will make things harder for them and so on. No. They must be working together, and we must refrain as much as we can as boards, as councils, to justify chief regional officers or chief executive officers or managing directors or something like that. There must be a way that those who are making policies and those who are implementing, they are the same people. It is the same group. It's the same team. Only that some people work until here, the others pick it from there until there, and the others receive the services, namely the consumers, if you like. So the board sphere, obviously, in case of regional councils and local councils, which is a policy determination, which is a policy based or a board. The policy is to look at the community desires, political landscape, several other factors and values, and also gratification is also involved, unfortunately. And also you have now the administration, which is the staff implementers, performance issues, value expertise, and also gratification. They must be paid or something like that. So there must be a continuum. Okay? The policy makers, they must come from community, they must come from politics, they must come from other external or internal factors, values, norms, and all that, and principles. And then also we must know that there must be involvement is also has to do with remunerations, and there must be working together between them, because their staff members don't care about some of the things, but at the end of the day, they are just interested in my ability to deliver, and maybe performance, and maybe values. I'm an expert, but they must also know that these things they are doing it to communities. They will have impact on community level. They will have impact on political level. They have impact on other areas as well. So there must be a governance policy process in an organization. Regional councils, in other words, must not just sleep. They must work hard. They must link their staff members, and there must be a relationship, there must be peaceful coexistence, there must be teamwork as it was established. And now the board or the council, if you like, must set the mission and the goals and the results, policy, and they must determine what administration should look like and the management must look like. So you have the policy, board making, the board making policy, and then you have implementation arm, which is on the right. So this is what it means, that there must be harmony. The question now somebody asked, to what degree is this partnership understood, discussed, and respected by councils or board members? Because the council is a board. Even if we don't use the word board, the council is a board. Now, John Kever, a widely acclaimed author who writes about boards or councils, if you like, that make a difference, describe this partnership as one in which boards define what needs are to be met and ends outcomes are achieved. He believes that boards should allow staff within board established limits to define the means for achieving these ends. He sees a board staff linkage that empowers staff to do its task and be evaluated as the results produced. The board staff functions, partnership staff functions best when it is vision driven and goal based. Boards are, okay, that accept and abide by this partnership focus their energy on establishing vision, goals, on good policy, and empowering effective staff performance. And those that do not do this frequently fall prey to micromanagement. That is, they will perceive a need to become involved in or retain approval over staff and activity plans. And these are some of the problems that we have. The board, there must be a trust between the board, between the council, between the regional council or the local council, and the staff members. When there is mistrust, when people do not trust each other, if we do this, these people are not going to do the best work and all that. You will end up micromanaging. In other words, you will always come in, you will always ask, how are you doing? Inspecting who is lazy, who is what. But if you are able to give your people the ability really to do the work by themselves, that is something which is very, very important. And a critical element and important of the council is this partnership is the elevation of the manager administrator based on clear defined goal policies, established guidelines on executive performance. There must be no competition between the council and the staff members. There must be no competition. There must be proper working together. Then we have at number 7, what we call the allocating governing body time and energy appropriately. Number 1, time especially to elected official is critical, precious, limited commodity. The typical board or council operates as a governing body, providing governance for relatively a few hours, usually less than 200 hours annually, as compared to the typical 2,400 hours per week, year for a senior administrator. So how many boards allocate and use their time is vital to their leadership, effectiveness, and performance. So in other words, the typical council operates as a governing board, as a governing body. It provides governance for a relatively few hours, usually less than 200 hours annually. Compared to a typical 2,400 plus hours per week for senior administrators, or 40 hours per week, or 8 hours per day. And the question of how the councils allocate their time is vital to their leadership and performance. So councils like team play in a number of settings or arenas to achieve overall peak performance. There are four board staff arenas, and each must be appreciated for its purpose and contribution to a board effectiveness. Goal setting, retreats or advances, exploration and analysis, that's the study sessions.
ShopRite's biggest toy promotion is all set to blast off. Get ready to play more and pay less with our wide range of toys. Get unbeatable deals like 24-centimeter Cuddly Baby Bukeka or Britney doll, all variants, which is $79.99 each. And a 25-centimeter Super Convoy plastic truck, all variants, for only $69.99 each. Hurry and save big now until the 15th of June. ShopRite, lower prices you can trust, always.
So I was now saying before that advert that the board staff or the council staff relationship, usually they appreciate, especially for when it comes to effectiveness, there must be time and a place for the following things. They need the goal setting. Goal setting is to retreat and sit somewhere and starts giving a direction. We want to achieve 1, 2, 3, 4 in this local authority. We want to achieve 1, 2, 3, 4 in this region. That is what we call goal setting. And then you have exploration and analysis. You need a study session to understand how things are working. And what will work in your region, what will work in your council, in your town, in your city, or in your municipality. And then you also need to understand something like disposition or legislation. You have also to deal with holding meetings with the public, and also community relation interaction with constituencies and other jurisdictions and agencies. As I said, shared constituencies. So I hope you remember that you need also to know who is doing what, so that you do not duplicate things, maybe just to help those service providers reach the communities. So there is a figure there that gives an idea of what are the areas and what are the description under each of the areas. And then you distribute them in terms of goal setting, in terms of exploration, that's the study, and the dealing of legislation, and also dealing with community relations. So if we come now to the purpose, the council must tell us the purpose of its existence. Some of the purposes are already defined in the Local Authorities Act, in the Regional Councils Act. We will look at the Local Authorities Act later. But now let me say it's a local authority or regional council. You have to consult the acts relevant, and you also have also to consult the constitution. So, for example, one area you cannot run away from it is to tell us the purpose, why this council exists. The goal setting is to establish a vision, is to explore potential, is to set the goals, is to give direction and the priorities, especially is it community-based, is it service, is it staff action, is it budget, what comes first? That's the purpose of your council as far as goal setting is concerned. And then you also have to tell us the exploration and analysis. You have to tell us the understanding. You have to understand the issue, the problem identification, the selecting best options, and the building commitments. So we need exploration and analysis of things. Please understand the issue. As a counselor, understand the issue. Understand the problem and identify the problem and select the best options. What is the best that we can do? And then build the commitment. That is what we call exploration analysis. So we need legal disposition, disposition or legislation. So official action, you must either take an official action. Maybe you have to vote on items. Maybe you have to come up with the resolutions or maybe ordinances. Maybe you solicit for public input. And then maybe you mobilize for support from other members of the public. And then you have the community relations, interaction with constituency citizens, and the building alliances, outreach liaisons, coordinating with entities. So, in other words, my dear local councillors, aspirants, and those who are already in this work, you need these things to run your institution. What is your purpose? What is your goal? What is your exploration and analysis? The legal disposition and community relation. Even those of us who are in faith-based organization, this is what we do. If you ask me today, what is your goal? What is your goal? Okay, is to evangelize. That's the goal. The goal is to evangelize. The goal is to win souls for Christ. The goal is to make others evangelists. Okay, the goal is for people to go to heaven. The goal is really the glory of God and the joy of all the people and the salvation of all people, threefold, especially for me. And how do I do this? I study my Bible, and I cast the vision to the people, because I understand the issue, I know the problem, and then I know the best option, and then I build the commitment, and I start recruiting people to my vision so that they do the same. And the disposition is really, I must have an official action. Yes, the church has official position. We vote on resolutions. If necessary, we have synods and all that. And then I call others input. I want others to tell me if this input is legitimate and fair and biblical. And then I also mobilize the community for the support. That's what we must do in every aspect of what we do. We must do that, and people must buy into your vision so that people know that you are there for the sake of the community. And the interaction with constituency citizens and building alliances, in other words, liaise with the ordinary people. And then we have what we call another area is typical setting. Where do you operate from? Maybe retreat. For goal setting, you need retreat and informal offsite workshop. You go somewhere, you sit, you think together, you brainstorm, you come up with your goals or your purpose. And then sometimes you need study sessions, you need conference room, you need to invite people to come and teach. Okay, and they teach people, they teach you, invite experts to teach you, what is the issue, teach us about agriculture, teach us about water, teach us about health, teach us about education, teach us about financial mobilization and development and so on. Then at least you know something before you just come up with the purpose. And then you have the disposition, and the disposition the where do you deal this? Do you go public, formal board meeting or meeting in the chambers? And then for community relations, you need to use various formats in terms of how to go about that. Then you have the focus. What's the focus, the area focus? You have to make sure you have the future of the country. You have the future of the country, or the future of the community, or the future of that village. Consider that when you do, when you want to tell yourself why you exist. Please understand the future of our country, economic future, biological future, population-wise, social future, political future of our country. Don't just be reckless. Think into the future. Don't just run after money. I know that there is money that comes with each of these responsibilities. And sometimes when money becomes the sole thing a person looks for. Okay? So this is always the problem. And a person may not think about the future. So evaluate the needs, the trends, and the strategic issues, and the community desires, community values, and the community leadership. It's very, very important. Sometimes we, in Africa, we fall prey, especially to the liberal interpretations, forgetting our own community values, community cultural values, observances. So when you do your work, make sure and take into consideration the needs of the community. The needs can be political needs, can be economic needs, can be social needs, can be cultural, traditional needs, religious needs, it can be physical needs. We have to make sure that this is the situation. Now, we have also to understand the exploration and the analysis of the focus, developing knowledge for decision making, sorting options, examine consequences, set strategies, abilities to make competent, informed decisions. While on the disposition and on the legal side, you have the agenda, that's now formality, show of authority, ratification and adoption of policies, political pressures as well, and also psychological needs. Political pressure is really to have diplomatic issues, interact with people, win people over, make them your friends in order to succeed. Because politics is also playing its very huge share. And we must know how to play politics in a way that you will not lose your grip on power, but you will also not use your political power to intimidate and threaten people you are supposed to be leading. And community relations, you need also what we call communication, problem solving, collaboration, coordination, partnership, and acting as a community. So you need to work with communication in terms of the focus. So you focus, your focus. Up to now, we are not focusing on money. We are not focusing on favoritism. We are not focusing on who is better than the other. The focus is on the country. The focus is on the community. The focus is on the people you are intended to lead. Then you also have what we call key characteristics. Key characteristics are what now? In terms of goal setting, the key characteristic is informality, sharing of options, open dialogue, creative thinking, humor, adventure, face-to-face group interaction. This is far more of a brainstorming. When you are creating a goal for yourself, you have to think very carefully. You have to sit. You have to think things out. Sometimes you speak informal, but out of these informal statements, some serious things may come out. Sometimes you are just laughing, but even out of this laughing, you are still going to get something out. Very, very important. Okay. While for study or exploration or analysis, you need a board staff dialogue. This is serious now. You need questioning of ideas. You need information exchange. You need negotiation, consensus building. You don't need voting for now, but you need a group interaction. Very informal questions. Why, if we do this, what will happen if we do this? What will happen if we do this? And that's why I say it was necessary for the local authorities, for the regional councils, to be the best source of information as far as the central government is concerned, because this is where we get information. The need in our constituency is 1, 2, 3, 4. How many people are there in your constituency? How many villages are there? How many services are there? Are the churches, is there anyone working in the church? Is there anyone working in school? How many private schools? How many public schools? How many clinics? How many shops? And how many community organizations? How many small business? How many people are selling kapana? And that. Then you have to compile such information and say, yes, this is what is we have in our community. And what we need now is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, in order for this community to be industrialized, or for this community to be healthy, or for this community to make sure that your children are going to school, and that this community has food, this community hygiene has been implemented, because I see now that majority of the health issues in Africa, as they say, is related to hygiene, and is related to the food we eat, and also to the water we drink. So how do you advise the ministry of A, or that ministry, or that ministry, as they budget, in order that this budget might reflect the need of such a community? And then you have what we call disposition. The key characteristic for disposition is to have formal meetings, rules of procedure, public input involvement, higher visibility, pressure and advocacy from groups. And here now there must be a voting, and there must be group implementation. People must now vote if we must do this. How many people are saying yes? How many people are saying no? And whatever was voted from the local level, it goes to the regional level. It goes to the ministerial level. It goes to the cabinet level. So the local authorities, the regional councils, should be able to feed several ministries. If your constituency has a border on it, and you are dealing with border issues, then you must deal with the Ministry of Information. Home affairs, immigration. And you also need the Minister of International Relations to do some stuff. And if your ministry has nothing, if your constituency has nothing of that nature, then you don't have cross-border issues. Cross-border issues must be at the other level, so you don't need the office of immigration, for instance, if you don't have cross-border issues. But your people will need information when they have to travel out of the constituency
or out of the country and so forth and so on. So we must be able to say, okay, for the sake of Minister of Home Affairs, this is what we are going to do. In our constituency, this is what we have. And it forms the staff development for the Minister of Home Affairs. We have immigration office at Oshikango, in the Oshikango constituency. Aha. How many people do we need? That border is serving how many people? It's serving the whole of people. Okay, let's see how many people cross that border on a daily basis. How can we improve the services on that border? We can now say, okay, we need people. We need a number of officers. We need the officer number 1, 2, 3, 4. We need this class of officers. We need this class, and we need this class, and this is the budget that will be necessary. And then this information must be sent to the Home Affairs Ministry's budgeting and so forth and so on. So, and you vote for these things. Well, for the community involvement, you have to bring outside of the city hall or courthouse, responding to the requests, joint ventures, intra-agency activities, multiple interactions and modes and communications and techniques. So highly effective governing bodies will hold at least one goal-setting retreat or advance annually. They will also hold two study sessions monthly, usually between regular scheduled public hearings. Here they confer with the staff and other experts on significant items under considerations, requiring eventual official actions. While these study sessions are open to the public, so observers, the public should not participate in board staff dialogue. And many boards change this arena, pushing the opportunity for learning into the formal public hearing, which is not designed to promote much in-depth analysis of complex issues. The arena of disposition legislation is designed to get a vote, not promote careful analysis of complex issues. So the fourth arena is the community inter-jurisdiction relations becoming more important. It is rapidly transforming the role of the governing body and how it and its members spend their time. So communities today are more dependent upon sophisticated alliances and partnerships among groups, public and private entities, or jurisdictions are subject to multiple profound changes in how public officials operate as they deal with the complex multi jurisdictions or and regional issues and growing popularity of citizens, democracy and community building and renewal. Today, the community arena requires more time spent interaction outside of a city hall, courthouse, and puts greater time pressure on elected officials. So, number 8, one of the good habits for regional and local councils is to have a clear rules and procedures at the board meetings. That is something very, very important. I don't have even to get into that. But that is something that must happen. If you are a regional councillor, if you are a local councillor, you must acquaint yourself. How do you conduct yourself in the meetings and conduct systemic and valid assessments? These are some of the things you must be able to do. And number 10 is what we call continuous personal learning development as a leader. And this is where I would like to spend just a little bit of time to explain before I do the summary in the Oswambo language, and I will invite callers to also call in the program and let us have their views. So number 10 is practice continuous personal learning and development as a leader. Lead us read. Lead us attend workshops. And lead us constantly seek information, understanding, and insight. If you want to be a good leader of the local authority, if you want to be a good leader of the regional council, my friends, you have to read, find books associated with your work and read them. If there are workshops, don't always absent yourself. You will miss out. Go there and attend workshops. You will learn one thing or two. And you must constantly seek information. Be a researcher. Look for information relevant to your work. And you have to understand what is going on. And you must have insight. You must have insight. It's not outside, but inside. You must be able to see things inside. What's going on here? Why is it going on? What ought to be going on if you have to make a change? What must be going on? Why what's going on is going on? And what change do I need to bring? And why do we need change? So this is the burden of the leader. The burden of the leader is always thinking strategically. It's always thinking intellectually. And the leader, no matter the level of education, must function at the level of a person studying a PhD or a master's. Because when you are studying a master or studying towards a PhD, you are answering questions. You are actually doing a situational analysis. And when you have done a situational analysis, you are going to determine whether what you have found is okay and we must keep it, or we must improve on it, or we must replace it with a new trend altogether. So a leader, no matter your level of education, your actions have to match that of a person with studying a master's or studying a PhD. That's why we understand those who are awarded honorary doctorates, because they have done things exactly the way someone could write it. It's not you don't have always to write a PhD in order to achieve competency. You can also just do the work in a very fashionable way that even the PhD holders who have written it cannot implement it. And that is why sometimes it's necessary to have the PhD awarded to people who have explicitly, competently exhibited the ability to do the work. That's why I'm saying leaders should read. Leaders should attend workshops. Leaders should seek information. Leaders should understand what's going on. And leaders must have insight. As I say, as a leader, you must always ask yourself, what is going on? Presently, what's going on in Namibia? What's going on in this region? Okay? In terms of what? In terms of any area you choose. Which area do you want to concentrate on? What's going on in terms of education? In terms of literacy, parents and children? In terms of social behavior, criminality, and so on. What's going on in terms of alcohol and drug abuse and teenage pregnancies and sexual activities in your communities? Does it involve minors and so on and so forth? So it's always a question of what is going on. And then you must define what is going on is actually going on. Okay? What is going on? Why what is going on? It's just going on. Again, you must tell us, this thing is happening because maybe people don't understand. Maybe people are not sensitized. Maybe we have no services. Maybe there is no community activists in the area of health, in the area of education, in terms of area of domestic violence, in terms of sensitization of young people on teenage pregnancies and so forth and so on. Why what is going on is going on? If you have that answer, you must be able to determine if what is going on should be going on, or there must be a change. And if there must be a change, tell us what type of a change is that, and how should we come to that a change. That's why it's necessary to say that when you are a leader, you are somehow not a master's holder, you may not a PhD holder, but you must have the conceptual understanding to see things in the level of a person studying towards, but in practical terms, towards maybe a master or a PhD or maybe an honors at least. Now, there was a person who was a mayor in a particular city in the USA, and giving advice to newly elected municipal officials, said, "Decide what your role is," and I quote now, it is now a quote, "Decide what your role is, identify the skills you need to be effective in that role, and get them. Highly effective governing bodies, and also compared to the comprised members who honestly know they don't know it all, because sometimes you need to know that you don't know it. If you think you know everything, sometimes it will be dangerous. It's better to know that the highly effective body, it is comprised of people who know that they don't know everything. And you know what they do? They take advantage of the myriad of opportunities to learn and perfect their skills by reading, going to workshops and forums that can expand their skills to lead and to govern well." Okay. "Highly effective governing bodies also learn as a group. They assess objectively their performance relative to each of the 10 habits mentioned above. They also decide where gains can be made and set up the opportunity through workshops and the learning to gain skills and also to make those gains. So perhaps the last thing I would like to mention before we go to the summary in the OSHI is to say that keep your sense of humor in the leadership of the local authority. Don't be too stingy. Don't be too hard. Don't be the boss. Be a servant of the people. Governance is serious and sometimes a messy business, and dealing with vital issues affecting our communities and the quality of life we experience daily with them. Humor sometimes, humility, flexibility sometimes reduces friction and stress. And let others know we and they are human too. And it's a pause that refreshes our insight and commitment. When we say human, we are not angels. We do not expect angels to run our institutions. We expect human with their personal issues, personal questions, personal struggles, And sometimes these things come haunting them even in the workplace and so forth. So it is essential to create and maintaining relationships. It also can open one's mind to new ideas. So it doesn't make any sense always to think that if people don't want me, I also don't want them. If they don't care about me, I also don't care about them. For me, as a leader, you never give up. Go out to people. Sometimes do things instead of speaking. Just do something. And then they will always say, this friend of us, I think is not so bad. It's also good because we have this matter and this person visits us and this person sees us. So we need dynamic, charismatic leaders and leadership in the local authority, in the regional councils. So every community deserves nothing less than a highly effective governing body that accepts accountability for the community's performance in creating its future and in effectively addressing in the present those challenges vital to attaining that future. So this is what is at stake. Our community's future, with few exceptions, every board can be highly effective and can provide a stronger leadership. But to become effective requires good governance model and disciplined adherence to the principles or habits of effectiveness. So with that being said, we have about 40 minutes before the end of our program and the conclusion of this sixth edition of a program aimed at sensitization for ordinary people to prepare themselves for choosing, for a voting, for electing the people of their choice to govern them in regional councils, in the local authorities councils. Allow me just to mention a bit of Oshiwambo, and thereafter I will call, I will open the line, and then people may just call in the program. Yeah, on the pop channel, on my favorite show, Hailonge Kida Oshiwana Shetu. Shitarele omaholo o kansela voi kanjo hololo obo hatungu pohalu olutu halu fanwa olutu ile nongu duleri ilo lutu lele lo loshitukura sepangelo o kansolo o rata kwa yaitunga moshimbulu olutu loshitukura pangelo yashitukura yondati kucha kairi kui oveni ndene oiryo mbinga yepangelo o kansela novo have ane kumwe shave ya kumuhani ngolo tulimwe talilele oshitukuru ano kansela italela iko constituency yae kansela talele ombinga yelelo oshitukuru apangelo origin ko ilongo imweta kuche province ya yeah, ilongo ine federal ilongo federal state or provinces dilili ya kuimwe inanga province nga so South Africa nde nayo United Republic asike kaishi o federal state nga so Nigeria o federal state oshoyo o America o federal state muna ali state dimwe dino mofe mbokuni nga osho do dahal paifu hatu tine ngengo wahala ne kulela na wote hipo pia nale momalu to kansela dodo itukula hololo no kansela babo marelo ilando otoka la uno si maasi fano usikudira adila ya ove otoka la usi mbwe doshi wana ove otoka la uditeko elongelo kumwe mongudu ongudu ya ondisingo kucha ela kaletu ola pumbwa ngo shimwe oicha kondi hodukula ngo shicha shimwe efatuluko. Shashingi ngonda cho ngudu ngaho ovanhu vamwe karuditeko kucha ongudoyo oshikosho topopisha shokwachanga onguduruimbo ongudu ngudungota imbyopo ongudu malo onguduruimbo ne ongudu ovanhu vaongala ngoveri pima veri motima ongudu ngudu yetanga lokemadi ongudu ove ngengo wati ongudu yopolitika ongudu ongudu politika hatuti nongudu ashiki iya otwapumbwa ngo okufikifa oitya opo tusive kutya paife apo otopopi ongudu shike topopi ongudu politika ile otopopi ongudu ruimbo ile otopopi ongudu yetanga lokemadi ile otopopi ongudu yovakwaita ile otopopi ongudu vovanhu vashike vaongala poima pono vateeri kundu pamwe ngudu yomalenga ile ongudu yovafita ile ongudu yashike ile ongudu yovaleri hano hatuti ne ototi ne opena oshinima hashifanwa ongudu otima otima ne oyo kaishi vali ngudu naana ashike kaya shaashi ngenge owati okansela oyo ongudu leri maala okansela ongudu vali ovena okulongela kumwe ongaashi ongudu yoo shane vaningi elongelo kumwe ongudu oyo okansela oyo ne hakuti oyaninga etokolo aye lelo lodolopo latokola eshi nee toka pula okansela vushi mukwetu oike mwatetela komeveto koo takuti aye haame ndatokola elelo latokola ongudu nee ngaho ohakuti notima motima iho dimo hali toti aye ame ondali ngwiina ihala ndee vakwetu ovo ngoo vahala odulu ngoo okushinongofona neshimba pomunhu umwe ngaa kutya ai mwima munyama ondafindika kuvakwetu okwei ngoo ndinehalo ngeno meyahapate ndee otwakaninga kutya vangapita ndi naapate ame handikikalela kwamandike ame shaane ndikalela amandike venya vahapusha vatokola atushe tokolola ningo hali ningile etu atushe ongene oshinima sho shatokolwa shatokolwa kelelo lodolopo o hamba omunhu tauduko nee ngaho ok paife hatuti ne ovaleli naava vedolopa novaleli veitukulwa epangelo ovena okukala vena oshinima hashiifanwa oteamwork elongelo kumwe lopangudu shaashi eshi veli mwinyo oveli motima ovafa aanhu veli mongudu yetanga oweli konima tatula takelele ekola oweli komesho ta strikinga oweli pokati tahetekela okuyandja etanga lihaye konima kwinya kulikamonife winya eli konima ixuno wofulubeka kwei hatuti nale oshinima sho hakuti otima ovanhu taa longele kumwe see hatuti ne ovanhu ohaa longele nee kumwe ngenge vakala vena omalalakano ayelela keshi umwe vena omakwatafano mawa ava vena eshiivo nounongo moinima tava ehenifwa popepi keshi umwe takala elitula kutya oshinima shi tashiningwa shongudu yetu tamu kala muna elinekelo nemanguluko ngono neyuuluko ngono lontumba nokufimanekafana pahakala umwe ahala kufimanekwa kuvakwao ye umwe itafimaneke vakwao iya napukale omilandu dokutya ohatu hangenye efindano ngaalipi iya ndee keshe umwe tedishikula poo napukale oleadership elelo lina omakanghameno loolina odisipline oshinima shoosho hasheeta oleadership ikale ina oshinima hashifanwa oteamwork shaashi kehulilo lefiku ihakutiwa nhumbo yati ndo hakutiwa elelo ololati elelo ololati shaashi elelo opo tutye elelo ololati kehulilo lefiku oshinima aasho otashitulwa peemadi domuleli woshilongo ngaashi omupresidente ne takuti aye omupresidente shaashi elelo loitukulwa epangelo nelelo ledolopa okwoko komupresidente alikana okwoko kocabinet shama tundava muli momalelo atya ngaho itamulongo nenale otashiti holomende winya elikwinya koshendelolo oye italongo shaashi nyonye itamutula miilonga okwoko koshendelolo government Oshafimana muhakala hike tankofa nde mulonge nana ngashi shatererwa mulonge shashondati omalelo edolopa no malelo o kansela obo itukurwa kai shembere wadiri kudomendi ndele oyo o extension ye pangelo elilopokati o central government. Ya kato sho federal state kese bangu vini ngino matokoro avo. Ndelo kukala munu madira adilo kucha tulongere ni kumwe, hatulongere ni kumwe na soveni, tulongere ni kumwe na akwashwana, hatulongere ni kumwe na ministry leda turuapo. Gengo shimo shapambu haku, tankwa tafana no directorate yu haku. Ye directorate yu haku, tafalo si imasho ko minister, tashi director kune kwa tafano na executive director, ye executive director kune kwa tafano lili daily, ilvo vo na 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 minister wae. Ya, si mashona si yeku ministeri, tashika tulame budget, tashika tulame ilonga, ilonga teja iema, kuchosho, shoko ministeri yu hakwaso. Nde nashi topuru wa mprestende ya po kucha wane, ovene kansela wo, wakale lapo ngudietu, natu cheno wosu wapo ni. Kansela wosu wapo he, uli moshi tukuru wa mwe, teku holola he, wakale lapo ngudietu he, walonga shiki. Obo toku femba pila, toti, oh, fimane kwa presidente ilo, fimane kwa prime minister ilo, fimane kwa hanshanga wangu beyi, tutulako shipunti, na mbele wankulunu. Oshi ima ashinda ninga, oshi ishi na ashi na ashi. Moma fikuwa onda shangela daire, onda ifana daire kita uhaku mo original kansela. De mo original kansela shipa kwa tafana daire kita uhaku, penlombulo mumbwe hiri hapa. Kakilini kaketu, kakena miti, kakena pangi, anuwa hapu, akalonle, onkweyonle, katusine kucha, onpangi umo kwa kumwa kumona na uduwa ngapi, mefiku, opu akaleva po attention ata idengele sasi, onna udu umo kwa pumbwa, ominu tengapi no mpangi ilo, nandoko tola, nandokuli. Sasi peife ni ngengo, chani ngeke kuchilambo, otobele shike, tamburo miti, kumbo, kumbo ya ano weshitajo pwa veshe obapita mapangi veri vangapi bota iko pharmacy kuna hike o pharmacisti mweke ile ompangi mwa uko we vari hakaka ko pharmacy akakwa fele o pharmacista no shoto oyini meili ngongo ngonga ho o hatu tine onda popya nayo handi yanje ko shikondo su haku. Oshi kondo suwa kwa shalu lomba pila so, oshachwe tashu ya kuninganga nungano. Oilonga ya kansela hayo. Kombi nga yo agriculture, kombi nga yo meva, kombi nga yo hongo, kombi nga yo social welfare. Ya, kombi nga yo inamwenyu, kombi nga yo ushite, kombi nga yo kukarekapo, ya meno lo ushite no shotu, kombi nga yo longifole edu, o enama na nadomo mikunda. Odakandu wapo nga ipi, genge tashu ya, original kansela. Sasa original kansela, oyo ino kulongela kumwe, no vareli, bopa misi ulokalo, ava vapakwirwa, epashukilo ledu. Nomba lio shikolo shavo, epashukilo ledu, basiki. Sasa shikolo shavo, shinene, shinenosho. Hini mane, yo ihokolo la nani, kwa shikishike, na yo yavongo, nde ihokolo la mounyo, nyo wakuma komesho, ota ipuikima kovano, ava veli hongelo veta, kucho veta, iya tauruku hapo, o veta onwashike. Shike shike, unu tafuti fuma fela avali, shike ngao. Ya, ini miri ngongo ngao inaipuikima nao. Ya, upo nepe landula fano, upo se hatu dipo ne hatu cha, ipa ife ne, na hatu jimburu kwenye wari kucha, moma lelo kansela, o vovo itukura ipangelo, no malelo o kansela ve doropa, o muno kukala muna, o shini mashoku ningo matokolo. Saatuti no matokolo no, ilonga enyoyo, okulonga ngane, natu chenga nukutula milongo shima. O shina enele dakula dirinato. Onele otete, ekwa tafano lopokati komu nuno mnu, otari dengere. Gengo tuwa kala mumarelo, ndo haturifa fanasike, gengo tuwa kala mumarelo, nde katu nekwa tafano liwa so asifano interpersonal skills nenari na tutere la tashiti ekumoko mesho la shakaya sasinga shapo takutine moma kwa tafano kukunga unga nunu kwenye Yoko ngongano nungkwenye yoko kupikina. Ndete uduko nkwenye sheno. Madina dilo haya yoloka. Ia. O matokolo. O mayoloko. Mayoloko tunu kwa talila. Itatuka lake tunu mayoloko ndo. No atira ukala wayoloko. Kuyoloko kupu. Otunu kuyoloke ni madina dili naturifa. Natufa fana kaya. Shoshu wete kusha no mefamili ya nwa moturi mui hatupopi. Ya bwanuba mukashi ningenga shi mashotu shishi mo family hatupopi esha tu yako ko irongo talange nanu bakale hapopi avish ando papolitika ne politika eto peita vela kucho ina tutuku keni nande nande tukale ni bamwaveke opi mwe shimona oshi mashosho anu bamwaveke ngengo badale ruo vereke mola ini mwe mwe shimona pen ngeno mutupeni nando example openalu se a differences. Dimo daja ngomo inimilio seriasa. Dimo daja mo inimishon. Shosho wete kucha. Oku kale kapo ekwatafano po katiko mnuno. Oshini matahidengele. Oba Namibia nenga hine se. Ohaturi tilane. Ono kwa alangoku ya kumpao. Yo kwa tilako. Yo take lwa kono hutakamisha. Toika novo. He takamisha. Opuo. Otoke lwa kwa wano. Wano mbole kwe ngoto duruku wano mefamo. Ndetawe ya mukale ne mumwe. Ya, shiri ngongo nga huatuti, o shiri mashota shidengele, shoku kala mwema kwa tafano, no vanu, ova kweni. Nankalu nene mwatirafano, wana politika, umunu ufemba, woku ningawa kweni, woku kongo idio. Woku kongo idio, tocho idengele numba. Aninge, o shiri oshetu wani. I think kwete, wawuhala, ponguli kwete, kwete tu kwa fela mani. Ina tu halanandu tuliko kule. Ya, tukalango po pepe. Unapongono maele, asike. Ile, tala ike wiloe, shaike totu holola. Ya, shaike totu holola. Oshi imashiri nga ho, o ilonga wana protika, o kukarekapo, o relationship, o makwatafano. Eshi no wanu nemuli me regional council, no me local council. Otunango shiponga so anu taate wate wangomu ilonga. Shingo toka udaye onkulunu wasi landa atewate wayo mnambele wayo kufwa mwilongaye shike ano ta ingo vanye matata ingo tati numpo engu inahalange moka nsholae numpo engu inahalange wini mayote ito wange ngoshiri nasengu avatu eline momare wachanga ho tuli asike moma hungo mwenyo watu shwa watu hungo anu mwenyo vate wate wako wako hanome udita hike kuche inaharika shasi itatukwa itatu ningoshiri masosho inda personal relation. Watafanolum nunumu. So papumu wano technical skila, ifanotaski skila, owa maava vesi oilonga. Oilonga kucho yoku pangelo meva, oilonga kucho ye computer, oilongo yoku venda ngobe, oilongo yoku yakulo, yoku hakulo vanu komalutu, oilongo yu hongi fikona, oilongo yasike, meko suensi deno medoropa, oe engineer, vesi kufaneke pate, vesi kulonga ne ngodi owa, hatu lengo dimome pono shotu, oshi ni mahacha ngao, otashi pula tahiti, ehumo komesho, pakale pakumuka komesho kucha, openano vamwe, obu itatu dulo kukumasha asho wa hikebe na technical skills. No hatu va, hete kire tuva kareke pongashita shidurika. No itatu hete kire kuva shinda, shasho ove na eshiyo. Shasho nungengo wenshindi, unotai, ove nushamai, totame kari to manipulate wahala kumanipulate kucha. Hayo kwa shashi inahala kutelela. Upena papa shangwa kucha anu na telele. Opo wakalo anu. Ndisho no kwa mwona hike kuchina mungu kwa tanawa. Ya, oshimashua ishi popi, shashina mwanda enda mushu. Ame ngohi popi. Nda enda mushu. Ya, owa nwa popi. Alela kucha, omuro numbo, muro numbo, muro numbo, muro numbo, muro numbo, muro numbo. Ini mae alela mama chango. Ndini mahandi tulako shifika kucha. Ii, hampo shu ndiri nga wako. Tuposho vewe tenge ndiri nga. Vewe tenge ndiri nga no nga no nga. Hai, mpoli nebu mwa mwakatika. Mpoli shiringo. Avite, idulu mwa mwakatika wawa. Shasi, kai holo nmeringa ho. Ya. Woba tano kawali. Ayo, kwa shashi. Inaninga shike. Hai. Tam manipulate wali, tam poli nga ngenda fandiye nendunge. Oshi maashi wapopi, shikare la prasiki. Ehi tocho, no wina tungala, jangyo numbo numbo, onu mwotai. So shafima nane me community, tunanu mahapu tayashi kenga ho, shashi inatukale kapo nande, on Carlo work maintaining a interpersonal relationship. Work maintaining other to sikucha on no wokulio asset. Okulio value ngengo kwa kalamoka tiketu o otakuwe data hichongusu koilonga etei hatorongo. Popo nende simoni na apwe sheke tokalesa mosifo yon nambere wongkulunwe anganula sekesike kwa kufa milonga paka fimbo. Nga kufiruemu. Mwari kutelele. On nambere wongkulunwe sekesike okwa tata wa milonga sasi wacho kwa ninga sekesike. Ndo vanu wa mwetariza ineke on nambere wongkwa jamo milonga no matomeru eheshwiki. Shashota shidika sheke ilo ntumba. Mombere wa otanigwe koma tilifope ilonga maimai no kuningiro ngalo juu opo aha kale mo ilonga yachanga shosho ne tashimbi kombingi mwe tuyeni komesho shashi non mwe no technical skill ohatu ntataiki sho hatu shala pona we henaski hatu shala pona we no technical skill se ilo papite mange dulambali e dulanatu inatu mono nambere shashi anu vamwe na vatame kokutirako ile opo se itameke te konjero wete Momanga shima heta shiningwa, that is a postponement of service delivered to the people. Oba no ponereyo kukwafanga o shiwana, utatame katu postpone ata hicho shiwana, e service ita duye, alipeshi mbo shashi, mambiru waka namangon, ini miri ngonga. Se atuka netu no rational skills, ombele wayo, oshikondo shoshi na kona shano nunga vavene ntuge, doku unga unganga ane problema nge dea pone, shashi problema will always be there. The problem is that they are poor. Aye, how to drunk on a shiro ku ngongana de kucha, numbo kushikupikina, numbo ta drunko kushipikina si machine de teshka drop. In my toy escalating one in the single shapopua shotashi escalating bande tashi escalating mokesha illustration handing pemokesha yank. On nun de taik escalating o shiman de tashi escalating bande tashi escalating. Nde kesho umwe tatula kwa shike kunikucha. Ngenge mbole o shoshiri ngaho. Amen ama ikaranga. Shoshimo shahana ukasho. Fionena. Ponele ngo kwa liyo containing ba nekucha. Ay mbole ngo shafata si escalatinga. Tusikelele nyo escalation ni. Se tusi containing ngo. Ay kesho umwe kwa tashike enesivo. Momo ngala mwenyo shone mudi. Shama uli no vanu. Onu kesho kune aspiration die. Okune desires die. Okune history die. Okuna sensitivities die, okuna okuhaenda, okuna kuhaenda. Kucha no kudi. Kukuna vango shiri vapu no kulonga navo. Pawe ilo pai, ono kulingo ntumbo wa ya mwena. Fiyo penjela yae, kukuna anuwa mwihadulu kudani mangao. Wete, otoli hongone ukaluhu shikucha, onaini handitinga, onaini handitinga, onaini. Kakele kweni maia pumba, ya pamba, e function, oilonga etu. Ya, de performance odringo subjective, amini odringo objective, shasi, e performance hadimeshwa, oduru kumesha ringa. Ya, totalengo nekucha, anu angapi wakuta, venesi valifike peni, vape formingashifike peni, oduru ngo kushimona, toringinande, o research. Ya, Asi, oini mayo nda chope no kala pene kwa tafano po kati ko performance, oi longa darwa ya unatele lo kulonga, ne tulomo ilonga, lo ilonga darwa changa, onkalo uta talningi, oshini maso atele lo alonga. Onda inda anjoshi opene na apaiti, o performance, no function na, o function oshini masha shango. Shiri po naleta hidengere, kucha ne mombele wa mumu, nadi, function nyo wo, po eno kukala. De to tingo, on prestende o function yae o kulika e ministeri o iri asike shike o vanambiru wa asike shike o ilonga on prestende o e haninga o hamba ilonga on prestende o ilonga on prestende o ilonga ok o voto yele rwane komatira diru aritati o ilonga on prestende o kulonga nga ha okay. Hatu tare shani ngapu. Yota imombele wawe tata mekeku ulike minister asho. Paife shini eshe minister odo neto tare shashi oku ulike minister o performance ne. Paife. Shashi paife odo tare kucha. Ay. Dena katendo kwa ningwa minister. Kante ndanga ukamu ntengo mwapka mwove nime nehe. Na yo minister. Kwa tala kwa hige. Oyo performance no. ano ta dulu kungongoto performance mari ta tu dulu kungongoto function shasho function oya shang ngoto ingongota oyo hairundulu raske noveta o performance ayo shiko elango kucha yo kuno mumbwe ilinga ip o efina mangolo ngudu ayo latinga ip o manifesto ngudu ayo latinga ip e ki area sida pumbwa o attention ni yo administration yoyo o e ki areas diri people no shoto no shoto ngene o madradiro eto yo kucha bakwetu o bahorike o onduete kucha o Port Africa mapo ngenge tasuya ko shini masho so she decision making ne key performance atu ya ne kuchopeno ka pene kwa tafano pokati kolu tolu lady nova nailonga aba longo koshi olutolo inapo kale namanana pokati ko police aba ba etap madi adiro kuchota halange no sha tukafika mondoma ya ali nanga pinga pi enjila do da pra kulonga vocation ya kulonga enjila vokutula poke kuchenjila na dilonga.
ShopRite's biggest toy promotion is all set to blast off. Get ready to play more and pay less with our wide range of toys. Get unbeatable deals like 7-piece Zeus tea set for just $24.99 per set. And a 24 die-cast pullback racer for only $79.99 per set. Hurry and save big now until the 15th of June. ShopRite, lower prices you can trust. Always.
Yeah, ano kwa yeti venyaka yeshi kulonga njila, vovatula pweko polisi kucha, napukalo njila, napukalo ka klinika, napukalo fikola, napukalo talelo mea, napukalo kesiki. Kuna na vata atula o implementation. Ka kliniki ilonga kwa yashiko kwa kula anungeta vende. Elala kandula sike vaha inda alo njila hili. Okay, totula pa klinika. Okay, ova nuovo na talongo ilonga tatula makipa, tatula enumba kwa makipa. Ovo hakuti no staha. Ove no kalave lime kwa tafano no boda. O boda ka isho lutolu tirifilo ana ilonga. E kwa tafano. Chasinge asho toke lianga iko diko boda uyu longe ongashi o manager. Ove have ne manager. Sese kenye na manager. Kamlu dite ili ina kwa tafano. Mena ndurafano ringa hako. Ia. Opo neta fika mapo kucha. Napu kare kwa tafano. Pokati ko boda. Oso yo ano lutune nga so kansela. Oshoyo ne ovane ilonga vahalongo koshi ya changaho. Inapukala kucha. Sesha tani ngo polisi otapila mena kosho. Aye, tani ngo polisi detamuiriku ndafarane staff member. De staff member nge kadu diteko. Ini mimwe tadu ya ngo kuboda kucha. Ay, kwa ingo tu diteko penya shita mpopi. Ndoshi ima shosha fango shanyika pangapa. Goto shitre ni milonga mongkaloringa ha. Tashike petereni. Ya, nandi jepo nopo. Nandi anje ne ongodi. Genge opena wa mwe mahala kudengela mo studio. Haike shipandula. Nde tamwete wile ni. E, kucha no moshi ingilisha. Ile. Onima. Ile moshi wambombili. Ono mola eto onola hetatu natu. Mbali. O hetatu watatu oneno nola no imu. Dan ningo nenola nola. Oneno nola no imwe. Oyongo nomola etumo studio. Owala kudengela mwa hiki shpandula. Tunakwa hiko minute diri omlongo rwapo. Ya nanatu. Ilo nambali wali. To dengele mo studio. Nola hetatu natu. Mbali hetatu hetatu. Ne nola imwe. Deha ne nola nola. One nola imwe kehulilo. Nola hetatu natu. Mbali hetatu hetatu. Ne nola imwe. Oyonomola. Ino ninga nande. Ne nola nola ai ne nola im 0832888401 that's our number in studio not 00 0832888401 not 400 401 that's the number in the studio and if you would like to call and share your views or ask the questions you are free to do so otafika pekulilo lo programa eto yo episode inge peitame kele mu February taifenshi mefikulone na taikala ya huninma ya nongengo tamone ni wali filonge ndarimwe hatu ya wali hatu tukireko no shiku mungu se local councilor sa asho tapo vya ike regional councilor hatu pumbwane kupo pia local councilor no electoral ne law provisioner e ina kona shane no mahororo kucha ohani ngwana na ngari so pale ke tu deko ofundasi ano fundamente ya papa fika machine ma shosho so mahororo kucha oike tapu mbiru kansela voitukulwa hororo oike tapu mbiru kansela voitukulwa oyo malukaro ano kucha enele do malukaro ya nandi jepo no pokwe ni ndatu mbula kucha kakele neke veta ewe tina ditu pakucha natu kareto na nuwe na shivola ningalu lacha lacha ashiko tamona kucha mbulo shi mashoshi ya dilonga yono ilonga ni ya changa hote ipumbwa nga omnu euditeko ya so tapumbwa kucha wino kalave nefimbo efimbo telipopcha efimbo lo lo kanselo talipumbwa lela lela o kansela vene fimbo haku hale keta apatululini mailu patule shike shike. No, otapumbu o kansela taka kalon tumba veno malala kano. Ngasha atu chusi masho tete okukonga elala kano loku kalapo kwele lolo. Ele lolo, olirile poshike. Se atu tino shipo paife sasi kwa chango uveto ye mupa ngo hindi kucho mulile poshike. Eko tamangole mupa o hindi kucho mulile poshike. Nyota unwe dakone shiko lele la mwala ininge kikoke mumbwe di mwete nye tamsi ala iningane kwa shiri mwwe tane nando kuli kucha ila la kano la shikano kare ni muno vishin otawala nge mneshingo atu kacha mundo mavyavari no milongo natu nane ilo no milongo ne natu nane manga inatuka kwa maoro makwa kuja kwa taeke ta, 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 ya mo 29 na chato kafika kwa 2024 dolari onongo otapumbwa kukala peshwani fapo kucha mo constituency ya a kamu nanande omnuta endo sinano shile takakongu haku ile kamu nanando nuta dimo akakonge ofikola idi stronga kokule ngashinda mono mafikwasha dalita akongwe forum ato unona taiko grade 8 ofikola imu wataku cha ita mblashku no na velo milongo etatu. Ndo wa dalive lio mafele aheari. Uvale lepo pomvelo ofikola yo. Ta kongo onkalo woku tambulifu no na mwoskola yo. Sa shika imboyo ino mikalo. Ilo yo ine ameno. Ve ine ino longoli wa. Ilo shike katushishi. Do di kwa wano dani nganga ipi. Opo di kari hadi nangeru wangao. Ovo toti ne mo constituency yetu ne. So tahala sa tukafika kondoko. Okana kesha ike kwa sikola kukai, taka diko keri effective. Kesha ike kwa sikola kukai, taka diko keri effective. Ok? Shikwa on, utapumbwa okukalato no vishina muha. Moni makoni mae dulo longo, utapumbwa kukalato shikucha kesha umwe moshi tukula setu, okuna oikulia ya wana. Kesha umwe moshi tukula setu, opamenu. Kesho umu mwishu tukula hetu, okwa monu yelele unashanu haku na miti ne kumfoko mishalu njolo yetu. Kesho umu mwishu tukula hetu, okwa ni oini mayo kala wala kuimona kucho vision. Eshi nga hatu kacha pe. Amo ndeshi popile negetame kwa kucha icho vision no haimu anikane kumwiriko wa ile kwa future. Aya kwa ne kwa mavyavari no milongo natuna neoko. Okwa hali no matira diruae. Yeta alu kako. Yete uya mo presente. Talombu ile nova atmaga. Kucha kwa tonde ile kwa 2034, donda monako ngahanga ha. Ya tulongele ni pende ni toke ni kwa shimashonda mona kufishi na noyo. Onledi ni enukarena umadiladiro achanga. Ya, se hatu diladira ne kucha, o malelo, owa kumbwa kuli honga. Taba exploring ngango inimu. Kwenye mande toi uduko, e problema to di identifyinga. Totame keto kongo mikalo doku kandrapo. E problema da changao. No kueta po commitmenta. Towards the dealing with that problem. Hanone njoo di mwandi tine. O wano etu. Na asive kucha. Shama uri melelo. O wafafa na asike non. Nu teri hongo o master degree. Ilo teri hongo. O ngatu yo PhD. Undo kotoranga hamudu inyawo u filosofi. Shasho ini maayo yo ye ngatudo u filosofi. O inako na shashike no kustadingo shima shishiripa ife. Toshiko na akona, toshiko na akona. ovo toshi talele kucha oshima sho shili peife kakele nga pamwe ko history to duru kukona kono ike shali mo history ya oshei mo history kwa imuno shima shimo konda sikyo oshei shaningirwa mukonda sikyo toshi hulife ko history oko ashike na tango o history oyi nango apateke kutala mona kuiwa ashike ngo to studinge contemporary issue o uno ku studinga toti oike tashi nyenge ayo numbe o oshima sho tashi nyenge sikye Mura shiko shima asho tashi inyenge. Hayo tashi inyenge shashi pombelo pa yululwa kongati. Yina fitika po hati. Oh, numbo ike mbela, ayulu ilo mbelo ndi nufitika. Toko ngono manya mkulu. O mbelo wa yululwa kunumba au, hatu fitike gani? Opo pa hapite wadi, e problema taduya mo society. Ngasigo, ngaha. Ovo toko ngono manyamkulo. Ovo shina wamo na nyamkulo ovo totine. Ama nda shita adinga. Nde shida shita adinga. Shinda shita adingo shosho. Nda konga shita shi nyenge. Mula shike ta shi nyenge. Oshike kwe shino kui nyenga po nere asho. Nonda mo na nyamkulo kucha. Taifo nkundu watu kandula ponga ipi. Tamuna kucho ngenge. Ato nige ninga ha. Wa omanyamkulo ili aneno. Waeta wa chapter 3 nena ndo kuri. Opua. Ovo wa Wakandu lapo nkundu, akuna tatami kukulongi fembolo, ya kuchaye mboli, moke isa amuna tuningeninga, moke isa amuna tuningeninga. Na tuningeninga. Ya, osho noshe imane, osho, ndiwe tesha pumbwa kukutuluwa mo ilonga kuchota. Pumbwa valeli, veshi kutala ovishina, veshi kulesha omumbwe ilipo, veshi kutala kucha, kuja hapo hatu situla nemo ekishini, Yopa veta, yopa officiala, atu Congo mobilization, ovanu ambidi de ovishina yango yo. He? Vanu enoku ambidi ovishina yende onge uivalombwele. Ngengi ni uivalombwele ovishina yota vi ambidi dane tomilashke. Ovi ino valombwele. Kucho unomumbwe. Ilipo. O community relation, shiri ngongo ngonga ho, to ine mo community to kalombwele no shiwana. To kalane unini mangasho typical setting akuchini mayoto iningile peni una apa pembeni mwapo mbo kuninge workshop na pembeni mwapo mbo kuya ko vanhu na pembeni mwapo mbo kujama mo mbere wande to kalongela kumwe kulidi neto melo ukwafele tahiti o vanhu eva dire outside of the box obeto focus ane kucha ano focus aidi na namo area idipi sa tuchoto talengo na kuiwa shilongo Totale mumbwe doshiwana no marinyengwa eripo. De totale omawiri kwa eripo. Genge tasu yako goal setting. De gengo tasu yako kulihonga. Totale kucha o ini mairipo. Eshibweri liripo. Hatu li humi fako meshonga ipi. Nuku kona akona nga kucha. Ngotu aningenga hapa mweta mujoshi jemo shiringa. Shohije moshongo shia shinga pamweta hikete iteranga. No kutala ngane e agenda. No shone ngeu no kushininga oveta. Pamweta shine moriji no kansela toningo bailo. Ilo tashi ko kabinete shika ninge proclamation na ipangelo. Ilo tashi ko parlamente shika ninge oveta. Oveta yoshirongo. Shashini miimwe ya pumbu oveta imwe ya pumbu wangwa shike. Oma shifa imoveto pwili nale, oma shikina veshu dako. Oye ni maisho yote ipumbwa, ovaleri, vo malelo, o kansela, no malelo, o edolopa, alongele kumu. No ini mango one ihapu, mwa kwa tiru wano si mashangu ni maasho nda inda kupia kucha. Otuno kukaratu li ovaleri, oi chaya kulai ili valita idengele, ili tatwe tumbulo ni mwari kolo rahi ke kucha. Omleri nakale shikulesha, nakale haetendinga oyongi ilonga, nakale hakongo oma uyelele, nakale euditeko inima, eu nangu understandinga, ye nakale no insight, ini meiwetele meni layo no ponje ayo. Insight, ini meiwete. Shatu wakaluno nledi eringa ho, nenari oshinima oshidenga konte. Bakwetu. Eholo halo no lo tali joko ngengo shone shiringa ho o engu de politika mu ironge kida okutupa o candidate oya kwashwana mwana kuningo o candidate opo umweni nampitira kongudu omito hayoyo o mahangano ava mwapitira ko mahangano mu marelo ilanda ava mwapitira kengudu pa politika omito hayoyo hatamu yane de tantulombwele kuchonyo oriedie kucha soso oriedie tuhorole nishasho hatu dulu tudule vakwe tava ilo tudule ngali pe politika ne se oba kwashwana hatu tarine kucha ni maingo anu ba mwava o veshingo okudatalira ano ya ya tamo no kucha ako vadatale loko aya tuchidenga liko mpe noko ni mafimbo o shilongo tashika tungala ngengo tokala tunanu italongele kumwe osongo postponement ayo komo komesho taiye programa yetu yafika pehulilo idaifike ke pehulilo mefukulo nena yafika pehulilo moshika kweshi tiyo moshika ndo tashilandula ame Lucas Sakalu ape akatenda natu halina wa se natu kaleipo na wa.
The Regional and Local Authorities Program was proudly brought to you by Konrad Adenauer Stiftung Namibia.